Hello everyone, happy Monday, or I guess whenever you might be listening to this. Welcome back to Oh My Lanta. Alright guys, it's official. Pumpkin Spice has officially returned to Starbucks, and you know what that means? That means fall's coming. Granted, it's still a month away. I just found out that fall starts September 22nd. I don't know when I thought it was, but I definitely didn't think that it was at the end of September. That's so weird. But I feel like it's required in my Caucasian female body that, or like whatever bio, my makeup, that I had to get a pumpkin spice latte today, a little PSL, but iced. And I did, and it was amazing, and this 70 degree averaging weather this entire week has been, oh my gosh, glorious, and I'm not excited for it to get back to the 90s. Like, it'll be nice to soak up the last kind of like bits of summer, especially with this week being the last week of August. That's crazy. It just turned August, you guys. We're all feeling this way, right? I don't know, it's so weird, but it feels like the meme, or what, it's not even a meme, it's more like, I guess I hear it on TikTok, but it's the winds in the east, miscompanin, like something's a brewin' about to begin. You guys know that? It's Bert from Mary Poppins. That's what it feels like right now with like these hints of the 70 degree weather. But I don't know if it's the weather change. Yeah, like climate or something, but I have just been so tired this week and just like feeling meh and just like unproductive or unmotivated, which leads me to be unproductive. I come home from work, I sleep for 4 hours, I wake up, put my hair in its little heatless curler thingy, watch TikTok for like 2 hours, and then go back to sleep and wake up at 5:30. And that's been my 5 days this week. Or I guess past week. I don't know. It's so trippy because I'm recording this on, what's today? Thursday? Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. It's just, so my timeline's a little off, but I just feel poopy doopy right now. So I was hoping that this would kind of cheer me up. I finally have enough energy to do it right now. So That's good, you know? Alright, so I wrote down some things that I want to talk about, of course. Oh, and let's remember, you don't have to stay, and that's okay. But, so with this weather feeling all crisp, if I see a leaf fall, I'm going to cry from excitement. But, one hasn't yet. But the weather has been making me feel that way. It's making me want to light a pumpkin candle or something of the sort, and watch a little spooky movie, or like a Halloween fall themed movie, or that I put in the category. And when I think of fall, the first couple of movies that I associate with that aren't necessarily Halloween specific movies are The Corpse Bride, Scooby-Doo, I'm gonna circle back around to Scooby-Doo, and Coraline. And what's really cool is that actually this week, my boyfriend and I, we went to go see the 15th anniversary showing of Coraline, and they freshly remastered it. I really had no idea. I guess when I thought of remastered, it just meant like putting it in 3D, because I don't know what all goes into that, but apparently they like, at the end of the movie, there was, it probably was 15, 20 minutes of them showing how they make the stop motion figures or dolls, or I guess figures is probably the right term or whatever. They were showing how they like make them in the process, and oh my goodness, the like costuming on those tiny little dolls, like posable figures, is insane. It's so detailed and so beautiful. I just marvel at that kind of stuff. I could just watch them do that all day. And you know, I feel like people totally think, or at least as a kid, I was like, oh, stop motion looks like it's so much work. But honestly, it's so incredible. And just the amount of genius that's required to make one And at that quality that the Leica Studio does, it's just, it's so beyond me. I drool at the, at all of their projects. Like, ugh, I don't know. But it was so cool to see Coraline in theaters. I never saw it in theaters as a kid, but it was, I don't know when I first saw it, but I had to be like 10 or something. But I was obsessed with it. I loved it. I mean, obviously I still do. It's been one of my top favorites for, I don't know, it came out 15 years ago, probably for like 13 years. I don't know. Coraline escaping to another world and like looking for better, but realizing what she has is like pretty good. I don't know. There's just something so, I guess, relatable, but also it's just so whimsical, and all the character designs too that make me so happy. I love YB. And I think it's just the costuming that I really love too. Like, it's so, it's crazy too, because, you know, you're thinking costuming when they're all like Barbie doll size clothes, but it's true. Like, that's such an art that is crazy, because there has to be there's an official costumer for that movie, when like, obviously they're just stop motion figures, but it's so detailed. It's such detailed work. But I've always loved the kind of like, I guess, creepy. It's so funny. The amount of people that I like have had a discussion with about Coraline always tell me about like how scared they were of the movie as a kid. And I just wasn't. I don't know why. It never freaked me out. If anything, I was just always so intrigued by it. And I have like really bad arachnophobia, and spoiler alert, the Beldam, who's like the villain, she's basically a spider, like at the end of it, and that never creeped me out. I don't know. But it was also just really special too, getting to see it on the big screen and then share it with my boyfriend. And you know, it's like one of my favorite things, so getting to share that experience with him was really fun. And it was crazy too, because it was pretty late. It's not that long of a movie. I think it's only like an hour 40. But we got out of the theater. The showing was at 9:30. So, I mean, it was well after 11:30 when we left. And I was tired, because I get up at 5:30 every day for work. But it was definitely worth it, and got me into the mood of like, oh, I can't wait for fall and being cozy and having my windows open and like a crisp breeze coming through. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? And not having a noisy window AC unit. Oh, it's overall such a fun experience. It was unfortunately only in the theaters again from the 15th to the 22nd, so today. But yeah, well worth it. Worth it. Okay, let's circle back to Scooby-Doo. So, the Mystery Incorporated gang has, like, lived in my brain for probably about 22 years. And I say 22 years because my second birthday was themed Scooby-Doo. So, it probably is over 22 years, because obviously within my whatever, that the year, let's talk about this real quick. When you turn one, or like when you turn your age, you've already lived that age. The next year that you turn, so like I'm 24 right now. I'm living my 25th year though, right? It's trippy. Anyways, I've liked Scooby-Doo for over 22 years, essentially is what I'm saying. And yeah, my second birthday was themed Scooby-Doo, so starting off really iconic in my early years. Thank you, Mom and Dad. But like, I would always watch the cartoon. And I was looking it up, and the crazy thing is that the live action movie came out exactly 2 months after my second birthday. So it's kind of iconic. I think they did it for me. But what's funny is that I remember at around age five or six, my parents, I used to stay at my grandparents' house for like a week in the summer, every summer, and it was always so fun. But when I was like 5 or 6, I went and stayed with my grandparents, and my parents back at home were doing like a room renovation for me because it was still themed farm from when I was like a baby. But they were theming it princess, as they would, because once again, I'm an icon. But my updated room came with the Disney Princess TV. Oh, yeah. I had one of those. If you know what I'm talking about, then you're also an icon. It's essentially a box TV. It's pink. It has like this like crown looking thing at the top, which is the speakers. And then I had the DVD player. So I didn't have obviously cable or anything, because what 5 or 6 year old needs cable? But I could play any DVD. So I would watch Full House on it all the time. I would watch, now I'm forgetting every other movie I had, Benji. Did you guys ever watch Benji about the dog? Love those. Had the box set. I would watch a bunch of TV shows. Oh, Laverne and Shirley. I remember watching that on that TV. But you know what I would watch? Scooby-Doo the cartoon and Scooby-Doo the live action movie. I mean, and I definitely was around 5 or 6 when I think I first saw the live action, because obviously that's going to be scarier, and it's not like my parents were letting me watch whatever I want willy-nilly. They were good with that. But it was around 5 or 6 when I first saw the live action. And I think we used to, like, I don't know if I rented it from Family Video, from like the kids section. I probably did. We probably did that before buying it. Or we just bought it because we knew how much I like Scooby-Doo. I wouldn't be surprised if that was it either. But I do remember I would watch the live action, and then for some reason, I reversed the chemistry in my brain and instantly got like freaked out by the cartoon. I was totally fine with the live action one. Literally, like, and there are some moments too where I was like, I should be freaked out by that. But I never was. But I got scared over the cartoon, over a ghost chasing the gang in 2D. Like, what? Make that make sense. Oh, wait, it doesn't. But as I was like rethinking about Scooby-Doo and how iconic the live action is, I always think of the soundtrack. There are two songs on there in specific that I was obsessed with as a kid. Well, one mainly, and then the other one, once I finally learned what they said, what were saying in it, I was like, ooh, I really like this. Okay. So the first one, this isn't the one that was like my top one. We'll save that for the last. But there's the one that's like, in the land of a million drums, there is something always going on. Oh my gosh, you guys, that, you're welcome for the performance. That song, I just remember being like wanting to dance, and I probably did dance a lot when they're showing Spooky Island. Oh my gosh, it's required that you bust a move to it. But the ultimate song from the Scooby-Doo live action 2002 June 14th movie is Things That Go Bump in the Night by, who's it by? I think it's by All Stars. You guys, that song is so good. That's on all of my Halloween mixes. I'll play that randomly in car rides. And we used to do a family dance time in our kitchen. And I always remember like pulling that up on iTunes and wanting to dance to that song. it's so good. It's literally, it plays when they're leaving the like castle ride thing and they're all dressed up in their different like costumes and stuff, and they finally like have a plan of what they're gonna go do. So they're running out of the castle. I keep calling it a castle, but I think it is, it kind of has that vibe. And they're running out, and then this song starts playing, and it's, oh my gosh, please, you know what, pause what you're doing right now, pause me talking, and go listen to it. Things That Go Bump in the Night. Or look it up after, but it's required that you go listen to it, because that was a masterpiece. That was a masterpiece, and live action Scooby-Doo knew what they were doing. That movie is so, it's so great. I always wanted a replica of the Damon Ritus really badly. I would try to fold it out of paper, which I think I've made some pretty close ones for a paper replica. But it's just so fun. I have all the live act. I have, yeah, the like live action versions of the characters in Barbie doll form. And each one came with a different Scooby-Doo. So I have like 4 Scoobies for each of the, for Shaggy, Fred, Velma, and Daphne. So it's just so funny that I have that many different Shaggies. Or what? That many different Scoobies. Okay, embarrassing. but, yeah. I don't know. I just always remember, I remember how vibrant that movie is too, and the fact that Mr. Bean is like the villain. But I mean, obviously it's, oh yeah, spoiler alert. I mean, it's Scrappy, but you get it, you get it. Now the second movie, that one came out, I think only like 2 years later or something. I definitely have seen it, but I've seen it less than the first one. But that one's still really good too. Seth Green is in it. I love him. I love him from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which obviously has the actress that plays Daphne in it, and she's incredible. But that one's really good too. It's just I have less core memories with that one. Okay, on the same topic as movies, I know I mentioned The Corpse Bride, and I feel like I should talk about that one too. and on the subject of songs and movies, I genuinely think The Corpse Bride is one of my top favorite Tim Burton movies. I mean, there's a lot of Tim Burton movies. There's live action and then there's animated and stuff. But I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas is great, but there's something about The Corpse Bride that is so beautiful. Just like, I love the soundtrack so much. And literally 2 of my favorite songs don't have words in them. And at the very end of them, there's some awkward dialogue for some reason in the Spotify version of them. But my first one is the piano duet. And then there's also Victor's piano solo. And those, if I ever just need like some peaceful music, they're literally only like 1.5 minutes long, probably less than that. But they're so, I don't know, there's such like a rich tone to them, and they're just played on the piano, and ugh, you guys should go listen to them. I just really love that movie because it has such the spooky but like cozy fall vibes. And I don't know, I always put Coraline and Corpse Bride like on the same level as for like quality of movie and how much I love them. And they both have great soundtracks. So you guys should just listen to movie soundtracks more if you don't. Let's see here. Oh, okay. So this is really random, but my friend Keiko, she sent me a TikTok, which like my friends and I send so many TikToks, like I should be under arrest for how many TikToks I send. It's absurd actually. But she sent me a TikTok the other day, and it's so true, and I can't stop like laughing at it when I think about it. But it said, when you're at a Buc-ee's, it's like the scene from Percy Jackson in the casino. And it's so true. And if you guys don't know that scene, essentially there are like these cookies that they give them, the lotus flower cookies. And it like convinces them or just like makes them forget how much time they're spending there. So essentially they spend the rest of eternity there. And that's what Bucky's feels like. It feels like a crazy experience, a euphoric experience. And instead of the cookies, it's brisket on the grill. But you guys, I don't remember if I've talked about Bucky's yet, but I love Bucky's unapologetically. I have two sweatshirts. I have three blankets, almost a gender neutral, a season neutral, but probably more summer blanket, a Halloween blanket, and a Christmas blanket. So I'm locked and loaded and ready for the holidays with Bucky. I have, oh man, probably six shirts. I have a travel tumbler. I have a keychain, two stuffed animals. Well, one of the stuffed animals looks like a Squishmallow, but it's Bucky's version. And then I have Bucky himself in stuffed animal form. And I feel like I have something else. I don't know. Summary of the story is I love Bucky. And he's kind of the greatest thing ever. Well, I don't know about ever. But he's amazing. You know what I really want? I want a Bucky swimsuit. I know it's probably like the ugliest thing ever, but I just think it is so funny. Like, it's so hilarious. And you know, some people, like, I don't know, so many people hate on Bucky, and I think it's just a rite of passage as an American. Like, every American should have the right every U.S. citizen should have the right to experience Bucky's. Like, can we put that like on the Constitution or something? I think it's needed. Bucky's should like sponsor weddings. Keith Urban just had a concert in a Bucky's parking lot that had like, I think it was like 4,000 people or something showed up. They were only expecting like a couple hundred. 4,000. I'm pretty positive is how many. That's insane. Like, I don't know. That's just bonkers. Oh, and then he was putting hot brisket on the grill. Or fresh brisket on the grill. but it's, oh, and I have Bucky's, gibbets for my Crocs, and it's my pride and joy. And oh, and speaking of my Crocs, they are a mess. There's so many gibbets on there, and guess what? Majority of them I've found. There's several that I found like while walking around Disney. And is it gross? I don't think so, but if you think so, please don't tell me. I just think it's funny that like it's my little, I feel like Ariel with all her little lost treasures that she finds, and I just pop them on my Crocs, and it's kind of like a memory of like everywhere that I've been. But okay, wait, but back on on the TikTok part. So TikTok has this feature that you can repost. So essentially like it just goes on, I guess, your profile, and then anyone that like follows you, it has the possibility of showing up on their For You page. And I'm telling you, y'all, I feel like I black out. I black out when I hit that repost button, because there are times when repost, 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 it's every single thing. And I'm like, at some point I'm thinking, is this even funny? It can't be. But I'm cracking up. So is my humor broken? Which that very may well be the case. But I think it's hilarious. And then when I get a notification that so-and-so has liked your repost, so-and-so has liked your repost, and they're all people that I know and they're my friends, that just feels like validation and a pat on the back that I am funny and I'm providing them quality reposts. So if anything, you're welcome. And I'll expect my gold star in the mail. I don't, oh my gosh. I don't know. this week is just, this is killer. It's, wow, what a transition. that was horrifying. But yeah, I don't lol. I actually almost just said lol. Okay, I'm just cringing at myself at this point. I need to like shake it all out. But I don't know. It's so weird at this point of life, and knowing that, like, maybe people know where they are and know where they want to stay with, like, job and career and stuff like that. And I mean, right now I work as a receptionist, and I know it's not my forever job. I don't know what I want my forever job to be. I know that I want to be a creative and a creative. I want to be a creative person as I am and get to continue to use those skills, but it's such a weird path in life to be on. And I've been consistently moving. I mean, not necessarily like towns, but I've been consistently moving since 2022, which no 20 what 2020 since 2020 I was like, hold on, but I've moved so many times since then, like more than four. And so it's nice with the idea of being somewhere for a while and like making roots and all that, but it's so, summary of the story, life is difficult. And I think it's okay for it to be. And I think I'm really good at surrendering to it and just being like, oh, this is what it is. But I really want to get better at advocating for myself and my future. It's just figuring out what I want that future to be and how that looks for me. And I feel like a good amount of my friends can kind of relate to this too. And if they can't and they have it all figured out, I envy you. I respectfully envy you, because this is like something in life I didn't expect to deal with. Because I've always been really driven and had goals and had like a path for myself, or made that path. And I'm just at this point where, you know, I'm obviously working a full-time job, but it's hard because, like, my personal skills aren't being used to their fullest every day at my job, as someone would expect for the type of job that I have. But just, like, wanting to find that place where I feel like the part of me that I enjoy is like being tapped into and being used. And I mean, I love like social situations. Obviously, I love talking because I'm just sitting here talking to a mic by myself in my room. So I like to talk. But it's weird now having a job where, yeah, I'm not using that creative side, and then feeling that kind of like light dimming, but not in the sense that like it won't come back. It's just like, oh, you're not using this right now. It's going to go into hibernation. Does that make sense? Probably not. It makes sense in my brain. But man, it's a lot to find your drive, or at least my drive, when I get up at 5:30 every morning. And like, I get off of work at 3:45. So it's really nice. And it's like, there's so much of the day left. But also, I have to think, well, I have to get up at 5:30 again in the next morning. But also, I've been up since 5:30 and I'm tired. So it's finding the balance of how to combat that on some days and stay up and do things that I want to do that like fulfill me and fill my cup. And then other days being able to like rest and take care of my mental health. Yeah. I'm going to be the stereotypical person and say being an adult is hard. And it is. It is. My goodness. And the cost of everything is so much. And
Like, I could buy 2 weeks worth of groceries in my hometown at Aldi, and it cost like $84. But here, if I'm to buy a week's worth of groceries, it's like, oh, how much did I just spend? I think like $65 for a week's worth. It's not even gonna last me two. And that's just, oh, it's so insane. And I don't get how, as a society, we're supposed to function and like also be like enjoying life at the same time. And there are people that are really good at balancing all that. The work-life balance, I always was like, what is that? Like, yeah, I still enjoy what I do. And that's because like I was in college working a part-time job and then another part-time job and still doing musicals and stuff like that and filling my time. Oh, do you guys hear that? Maybe? Yeah. That means my laundry's done. But I just, so like my extracurricular life was built in and I never considered how hard it was going to be to find that on my own now without having it pre-built in. And my goodness, is it hard? Or like for me to have the energy to just want to do anything. And I've been here for almost a year now in Chicago. And I've listened to a lot of different podcasts where people talk about, you know, when you're in a new space and stuff like that, like the first year is just getting used to it and like acclimating yourself and all of that. And that made me feel more seen, but also I still have the guilt that like it feels like a wasted year, which I know it's not, but I know that I want to do more and be more confident in myself and take more risks, I guess, when it comes to like my passions and stuff like that in this upcoming year. And I mean, I don't have to wait till it hits a year, but it'll be here in just under 2 months. But yeah, I don't know. That's been a lot of stuff that I've been processing lately. And I just kind of dumped that all in here, but maybe some of you can relate. And I think it's hard too, you know, when you have like a list of things. I don't know if anybody else is like this, but I have a list of like long-term things I want to do, or just even like basic tasks that don't take that long. But I think I talked about this in the first episode, but like this podcast, I built this up in my head for so long. And then it took me like an hour and a half to only design the logo. And obviously like 40 some minutes to actually record. And I'm like that with a lot of things. I build up the possibilities and the ideas and then they just sit there on the list. And I definitely want to challenge myself and get better at just doing it. Cause like, what am I waiting for? You know, a lot of people don't wake up their next morning and I'm fortunate enough to where I've woken up. So why not take advantage of that time and use it to the fullest? And now here I am saying this, but like, I need to make sure I follow through with it, you know? But it's just, it's crazy navigating this world and also finding a job that requires so many different qualifications. And like, I got my degree in theater performance, but what they don't realize is that's pretty equivalent to a communications degree. Like, I can communicate probably more than the people that are actually working for your company right now. If anything, I can be a really good personality hire and also really good at my job. So you kind of want me. But it's hard when they're looking for all these different qualifications and stuff, and you know that you filled those boxes, but technically on paper, it doesn't show that you do. So I just want to be like, hey, take a chance on me, like they sing in Mamma Mia. I'm going to be great, but you just have to trust me. But like, obviously companies don't work like that. So I think that's something that I'm just like experiencing. But also I like my job and I like the people that I work with. The first like 6 months were really rough in just like finding that community. but I think now it's like down to where like I have it like in a groove, or I'm in a groove with it, and the partners that work at my job, like, they all know me by name, and I know, I mean, there's a lot of people that work at my at the company, but I know a lot of them by name, and just having those connections are something that I really seek, and having that sense of community, and I think that's important. But it's also having that sense of community and then wanting to spend your time not on the clock to hang out with them, which I have that, but not with like everyone, you know, because I mean, that would be a lot. But yeah, it's just, it's so interesting, and seeing how my life has played out so far. Yeah. All right. Well, I think I'm done talking about that. I don't know why I just got into that tangent, and I hope it wasn't too boring. But like I said, I hope that that was maybe like relatable to some people, and maybe you feel like heard or seen or whatever. And maybe you don't. Maybe that was a waste and you just skipped forward. But okay, I actually do have something, one last thing to talk about. Okay. So Dancing with the Stars. Used to watch it as a little kid with my mom. My mom also always watched So You Think You Can Dance. Ugh, I love that show. The theme song always reminds me of my mom. Merely because I would watch it with her, and that was like, oh, mom's watching her show. And it was just so fun to watch it with her, and I have really fond memories of that. But she would also watch Dancing with the Stars. And I mean, obviously my dad watched too, but I just associate with my mom. So everybody's been talking about like, oh, who's going to be on the new season of Dancing with the Stars, which I feel like they've kind of been lacking on the stars, or they usually get like, I don't know, sometimes some really washed up celebs and you're like, what are you doing on here? But they announced their first star that's going to be on, and it is Steven the Specialist from the men's gymnastics team from the Olympics. And I think it's so adorable. I'm honestly really excited, because I feel like gymnastics and dancing kind of go hand in hand, at least as far with like coordination and stuff, and the level of like technique that you kind of have to have, or like focus for that. So I think it's gonna be really interesting to see him perform on there. But also, that's a really loud car going by. I was watching TikTok one day, go figure, and his girlfriend, one of her videos came across my For You page, and they've been together for like, I think like a good, like a while, like a long time, and they're just so adorable together, and yeah, they're just so cute, and I support them so much. And I think it's awesome at how fast they got him to do it, you know, because like, obviously the Olympics just ended like 2 weeks ago or something. So I wonder if that was such like a last minute, like, I wonder how long they wait to ask people to come and join the show. Because this felt like, well, he wasn't, I don't know. I mean, obviously he was good at what he like did or does, but it was like the Olympics being televised and stuff that I feel like really hyped him up. So I don't know. I just find that really interesting on however their process works. But I'm really excited, and I'm looking forward to see who he gets paired with, and who else is going to be on the season. It's always a fun show to watch. I usually like, I'll watch the first couple episodes, and then I won't tune in for a while, and then my parents will be like, hey, it's Disney night, and then I'll tune back in and watch it again, and just watch that night, and then I'll wait to see who won. but yeah, I'm really excited for that, and I know for sure my parents will be watching, my mom will be watching, I'll be watching. But yeah, I guess that's all I really had for this week. I'm trying to think if there's anything else special happening, but I don't think so. So I hope everybody has a nice week, and that you really go easy on yourself. That's what I need to do to myself, and that we're able to uplift each other and just have a good week and enjoy these last few days or weeks of the summer sun that we get. So I hope you all have a great week, and I will talk to you all next Monday. Bye, guys.